This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right. How important it is to start each day by taking time with God. Taking time to make sure our lives are focused on the things that really matter. How much of the stress and urgency we feel to get things done, to meet deadlines, are about things that really don't matter. How important it is to focus your life first on the things that matter, and then on the other things, even if they're urgent. We're talking this week about one of the most important things of all, and that is the reality that at the end of this life, there is God. That we are accountable to God, that we will stand before God one day, and we need to be right with Him. We're looking at the return of Jesus Christ and how we will be accountable to Him on that day. The Bible says that when Jesus Christ returns, when God winds up this world as it is, this fallen world, that He's going to make everything new. Listen to what Peter says in the book of 2 Peter in the Bible. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all of these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat? But, according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. God is going to make everything new when you come to the very end of the book of Revelation as He describes that newness that He is making. It says in Revelation 21, verse 5, "And He who sits on the throne," that's God, "said, Behold, I am making all things new." And He said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." And He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost." You know, you get a foretaste of what God is going to do in making everything new. You get a foretaste of that in this life when you put your trust in Jesus Christ. When you turn to God and say, "I'm making a mess of my life. I want to turn to You. Thank You for offering me forgiveness. I receive that forgiveness, and I invite You to start changing my life." Do you know that when you invite God into your life and receive His forgiveness, that God begins making you new immediately? He doesn't wait until you get to heaven. Straight away, He starts changing you from the inside out, making all things new. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." Do you want to be a new person? It's impossible for you to turn over a new leaf and change yourself. But what is impossible for you is possible for God. God will make your life new if you will turn to Him. You need to stop going your own way in life and begin going God's way. Don't try to change yourself. You'll fail every time. But invite God to make you a new person. And He will. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.